This is a truly awesome story. An amazing story. Now, you already know me. I've been honking the Browns pretty hard. They're America's team with America's coach and America's quarterback. This might be America's story right here. We are joined right now by a wide receiver, a junior college All-American returner. 1,178 kickoff return yards in his first season at Phoenix College. 1,278 return yards and four touchdowns in his second season. He signed with Cleveland on April 5th. And the Browns open up against Tennessee on September 8th. It's a CBS game. Damon Sheehy Giuseppe is my guest. Damon, great to have you on. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. How you doing, Jim?
Good, dude. Good. It is really good to have you on. Listen, we have so much to go through. Let me just start right here. You're going through OTAs right now. And normally, Damon, I would say, what's it like to be at this point of the year? And what's it like to knock off some rust? But given your journey and your road, what's it like for you to be going through OTAs with the Cleveland Browns right now?
It's honestly a blessing. I love it because I'm getting so much experience from OTAs and haven't played football since 2016 and never was able to play receiver at a junior college, so I never had any receiver experience at all. So it's just given me so much experience being able to go through all the OTAs every day and being able to stay healthy. So I'm just blessed to be able to experience that with these guys out here that are veterans and been through it.
Damon, can we be clear on one thing? Did you just say that you have not played organized football since 2016?
Yeah, I played. That was the last time. 2016 was the last time I played organized football.
And so here you are with the OTAs with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, to fully appreciate all this, we've got to go back to your time at Phoenix College. All right, first off, How did you get to Phoenix College? Is it true that the plan originally included playing basketball at Mesa Community College?
Yeah, so the plan was me and my brother were going to try to play basketball together at Mesa Community College. And my brother ended up redshirting that year, and I started working out a lot. And I always ran track, so I went to run track that year. And I ended up getting injured, and then I just seen football, and I was kind of like, I think I want to step into football. I'm working out. I'm getting bigger. I was telling my brother, and my brother was just telling me, go for it. You know what I'm saying? You're already fast. You're getting bigger and stronger. And so I tried out for Mesa Community College first, and I ended up didn't make the cut over there for the football team. So I walked on to Phoenix College and just kept going to all the summer workouts and showed up every day. And eventually they just I filled out all the paperwork, and I was able to stay on the roster. And eventually they said I returned kicks after, I think, the second game. And after that, they let me return all the kicks.
All right. So, Damon, just so we're clear on that part of the story, too, because this is also amazing. It feels like the stuff of movies. You went to a workout at Phoenix College. They did not call you back, but you got a schedule of the summer workouts, and you just started showing up. Is that how that went? And if so, what was that like?
It was awesome. I thought I tried out over there, and I thought I did really good. I was tried out as a DB. I started off as a DB, and I had two picks in the tryout. And then I thought I did really well, and then they asked some people to stay after, and I wasn't one of them. So I asked a friend of mine I knew through a mutual friend, was like, who's the head coach? Who can I talk to? I just want to see if I can get in the summer workouts. And went to the head coach, and he gave me a schedule for their summer workouts, and I just showed up every day to every workout.
Incredible. So you just keep showing up. I mean, availability is a talent in and of itself, right? The availability is your best ability. So in your first year on that team, you had nearly 1,200 yards as a kickoff returner. What was that first season like?
The first season, it was awesome. I was just so happy just being able to play football, and I really wanted to be a returner. And all I did was catch. My first year, I didn't get to catch punt returns. All I did was kick return. And my team really believed in me. And it was just a blessing to be able to just go out there and return kicks. And my mom was able to watch, and I was just happy about that.
All right, Damon, in your second season, you were even bigger in return yardage. You had four kickoff return TDs, so you're killing it now. Then you're an All-American as a returner. You're lighting it up. But at the same time, you wanted more. You were trying to show the coaches that you could be a returner and that you wanted to grow as a wide receiver. But for some reason, they were not interested in helping you with that. What was that time like?
It was hard. I would stay after with the quarterbacks and run routes and ask the quarterbacks how I was doing in my route running. And it was just hard because I asked the receiver coach if we could work out on Saturdays and maybe just help me just become a better receiver or just work on being a receiver. And he was just telling me, like, you just need to focus on being a returner. And I was like, I just want to get better at being a receiver, anything I could do. And I guess they just didn't see my will to just want to get better. And he just told me to just focus on one thing.
Damon Sheehy Giuseppe is with the Browns right now in the OTAs. So, Damon, very clearly, you were not going to take no for an answer. So that wasn't the answer you were looking for. And then at one point, you start to reach out to SEC and Big 12 schools. What kind of a response did you get from them?
I didn't get too much of a response. When I went to talk to every school I could go to or I could drive to at the time after I was done with JUCO, I just asked them to watch my film and give me an opportunity to come out here. I walked on to any D1 school, any D2 school, and no school wanted to watch my film when I went into their office, and it was just hard. It was more the thing, like, I got to talk to a lot of coaches and everything, but I just wanted them to be able to give me the opportunity to check out my film and maybe give me a chance to walk on to a team so I could keep playing ball.
I mean, dude, you're relentless. Have you always been this way? Did you cultivate this mindset? Where does this will and this drive come from?
I would say it came from my mother. My mother always just pushed me to never quit, and my father as well. Like, he would take me places and make me get out of the car and play against kids. He would just take me anywhere over. Like, we grew up in Michigan with my dad, and he would take me down to Detroit and make me go out there and play against kids I've never met before and tell them, you got next, and just made sure, like, I go out there and I got to prove myself against people I've never met before. And so that came from my dad. And my mother also always drove me to never quit, never give up on anything. And then when I did door-to-door sales, I got a lot of no's doing door-to-door sales, and that just drove me to keep trying to get those yeses.
Oh, dude, I've lived that life. What were you trying to sell door-to-door?
I was trying to sell ADT security systems, so
right.
I was trying to keep people safe.
Yeah, that was your pitch, too, I guarantee it, right? Hey, wait, don't, just, do you have a minute? I'm trying to keep you safe here, right?
No, the pitch was we was trying to market their home. We was telling them a sales team was going to come in next week, and we just want to use their home as a marketing. So when my sales team comes, we can use you guys as a reference and be able to just help us make your neighbors feel more comfortable.
So, dude, I got to ask you, your energy is so good. Your enthusiasm is so good. Were you good with that? Did you roll with that, or did that job just suck?
That job, I kind of it was my friend. My friend that told me, and then it just kind of I rolled with it, and I just went through it, and I loved it. I ended up just loving it, like just saying it'll be, just keep going. And the next door is going to say yes. The next door is going to say yes. One of the doors today is going to say yes.
My guy, I love that. I knew that'd be your answer. All right, so you're still working out, though. You're training, you're working out. You go to the CFL tryout in Vegas. Then you go to an Arena League tryout. What were those experiences like?
The CFL tryout, that experience was something different. There's 100 guys that showed up, and we all paid $100. And after the tryout, they asked 30 of us to stay after to run more one-on-ones, do more routes. And so after all that, we was there for about 5 hours just training, working out, just having a tryout. And everything went well. And then afterwards, I went up and talked to the CFL scout, and I was just like, what's the next step from here? And then he really told me there's no next step. We've only signed one guy ever off a workout, and we ended up cutting him. And I just kind of was confused, like, why did we all just pay $100 to work out here if none of us are going to be able to get a chance? And it was just, I was just confused. I was lost. So I ended up going back to Phoenix, drove back to Phoenix, and I was just kind of like, dang, I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Damon Sheehy Giuseppe joining us, no doubt, but you don't give up. And then you hear through the grapevine that there's an NFL workout in Miami, and then you show up to this thing. You had found out that Alonzo Highsmith, the Browns VP of player personnel, was going to be there. How much did you know about Highsmith prior to that time?
I didn't know too much about Highsmith. I knew a little bit. You know, you hear stories of just a great player throughout time, throughout Miami, when he played at Miami, just here. But I didn't know too much of him personally. And so when I just did my research on him, just make sure I know everything I could know about him. So when I do get there, if any questions come up, I'm gonna have an answer.
So, Damon, how did you pay for the flight to Miami?
My mom, she used all her points she could to get me a flight to get me a flight to Florida. She used all the points she could, and I didn't have any money after I got there. So I ended up getting stuck there because my mom used her money to get me there. And then when I got there, I ended up having $5, and I spent on Checksmith, and I had to wait for the county bus, and I waited there for 3 hours, and someone see me waiting there forever and just ended up loaning me $5 so I could get on the county bus and get all the way to Aventura Mall and then walk to the workout.
Oh, man. So you get to the workout, and the story goes you got stopped by somebody when you got to the workout, but you said that you knew Highsmith, and then you ran over like you guys were boys, like you were old friends. How did you pull that off?
I just pulled that off from when, like, just being in door-to-door sales is kind of just, you gotta rebuttal on the spot and just think of something quick to make something look more comfortable or make someone feel more comfortable. So I just did that as fast as I could. When I seen him walk in, I was like, yeah, I think that's him. That's got to be him. And I just went over, introduced myself, shook his hand, and everything went well.
Damn it, so you crushed the workout. You run a 4.38, you're catching passes, you're returning kicks, and then about a half hour after that workout, you get a phone call. Who was the phone call from? How did that go?
Alonzo Highsmith. He called me and asked me, he was just asking me kind of questions about myself, and then asked me how old I was, just things like football-wise, and asked me when I'm going to be ready to run again. And I told him, whenever you need me to run again, I'm ready to run. And a couple days later, he ended up, the Browns flew me out to Cleveland to run again and work out again, and everything after that was just a blessing.
Dude, the whole thing is just so amazing. Like, what about moms? I mean, when you think of the sacrifices that your mother has made and how hard she's worked for you even to be in this position, what's it like for her to see you doing this right now?
She's just happy. She cried when she found out, because I called her when I was going to sign all the paperwork and everything, the contract, and she just cried and was just so happy for me. And I was just so happy to see my mother happy, because that's all a son wants, is to see their mother smile and be happy. Like, that's my dream, is just make my mom happy and make sure my mom's taken care of.
Listen, Damon, you understand that you have a lot of work in front of you. I don't need to tell you that. You understand that better than anybody. What's it like to have this opportunity, and what would it be like to make that team?
It would be a blessing. This opportunity is a blessing. I know there's guys everywhere in the country that train hard and just wait for an opportunity like this. So I'm going to try to take full advantage of it and try to be as great as I can. Like, I want to make the team, but I want to try to be just as great as I could possibly be with anything. But first steps first is just every workout, day by day, trying to get better, anything, trying to learn anything new I can, and just 1% better each day.
And then finally, that receiver room is really something. That's a great receiver room. What about the vets? Have they taken a liking or an interest in you?
Yeah, the vets have definitely helped me out. Jarvis has helped me out. Odell's helped me out. Jaden Strong's helped me out. Even the younger receivers, they helped me out. Damian Ratley, Antonio Callaway, Rashad Higgins, they've taught me things and just teach me little things on the side that can help me on my route running. And so the receiver room is all love. It's everybody just wants to see each other win, and we all just want to try to get each other better.
Damon, I couldn't respect you anymore, and you earned this. You put yourself in that position. They don't just let guys show up. But is there any part of you that looks around that room and you see Jarvis and you see Odell and you're like, damn, is this real? Or you're like, no, man, this is exactly where I belong with these guys.
It's a little bit of both. I'm going to be honest. I just seen these guys on TV. I seen them at LSU. I just seen it all, and it's just like, man, it's crazy. Like, I remember just sitting here thinking, like, I wonder if I could call him and ask him if he could help me, and I just want to see him run routes or be able to practice with him and learn from him. And now that I'm really here after seeing him on TV all these years, I'm like, that it's just crazy. And I'm like, I worked hard though, so I'm here. I'm meant to be here. I'm gonna try to go as hard as I can.
Damon, there are dudes with really good stories that are not as good at telling the story, and then there are dudes with really good stories that are great at telling the stories, and there are dudes who are really good at telling their stories that are good dudes. That you're in that last category. That was awesome, man. It is so good to have you on the show. Great to meet you. I'm not supposed to root, but you know I'm rooting for you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you for everything. Thank you for this opportunity.
Damon, that was awesome. Man, you are awesome. That was so great.